The two sons born to Yitzchak and to Rivka are really quite different from one another. One of them is a hunter, and the other one is a man of the tents. If we were to try to understand the perspective that Yitzchak had when he looks at these two, I think we need to go no further back than to look at the historical context. Yitzchak's father, Avram Avinu, was a man of the tents. He's a man who welcomed people into his tents. He was a man who went and tried to share as much as possible in terms of not just what he had, but the knowledge that he had. He was the man of the tents. And Yitzchak and Rivka had a son who was just like this, and the son was Yaakov, Ishtam, Yoshevo Halim, a simple or perhaps a complete man who sat in the tents. But there was another son. The other son was a hunter, man of the field. The only person who was described as a hunter until this point was Nimrod. Nimrod was, of course, the nemesis of Avram. He's the one, according to our tradition, who tried to take Avram and throw him into a furnace to kill him. So what incredible irony that Yitzchak and Rivka have these two kids, who, if you look back at the previous generation, one of them is the hero, one is the anti-hero. One of them is the man who, as far as Yitzchak should be concerned, is the most important person, the man who taught him, his father, the man who teaches monotheism, and the other is the one who tried to squash it. So it's really quite surprising that we find Yitzchak reaching out to his son Esav, trying to educate him and trying to do something with him, and not only that, but validating his hunting. So I want to focus on one narrow point. Why did Yitzchak think he would be successful? So I think there was a hint earlier on, something that was mentioned last week. When Rivka comes, traveling that long way, she finally sees Yitzchak in the field. And it's significant that it's in the field specifically. We're told that Yitzchak had just arrived from a place which is called Be'er Lachai Ro'i. This well, Be'er Lachai Ro'i, is a place that a revelation had taken place. It's a place that there was a revelation that had to do with Yishmael and with Hagar. And a matter of fact, Rashi there tells us that what was he doing in this place? He went to bring Hagar back to his father because his mother had passed away and his father was all alone. Which means we see so much about Avraham mourning and taking care of the burial of his wife of Sarah, and we don't see Yitzchak there. And the next time we see Yitzchak, where is he? And it's really beautiful. Because Avraham has sent his servant to find a wife for Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, meanwhile, realizes that his father may be lonely and goes looks for somebody who he knows, somebody called Hagar. Not only that, we're told that when Avram passes away, that he was buried by his children, Yitzchak and Yishmael. And we're told that Yishmael, Rashi says, had done tshuva. So he's returned as well. So who returned him? Who brought him back? And I think that the answer is Yitzchak. What did Yitzchak do? He went to this place called Be'er Lachai Ro'i. It's a place that Ishmael and Hagar would have seen as very significant in terms of their religious experience of the angel and of being saved and so on. So one thing that Yitzchak does is he validates the religious experience of Hagar and of Ishmael. I think when he does this, he has revealed the secret of being able to reach out and later on to Esav as well. You validate somebody else where they're coming from. And after he had success with bringing Hagar back, and after success that he had experienced by bringing Ishmael back, he says even if he has a son who is reminiscent of Nimrod, he's going to validate what he is. But again, not the hunter, but the hunter who brings food to his father. Not just hunter for the sport, but he takes that hunting and he tries to turn it into a religious experience, again, of serving his father and helping his father. What we see by this is, A, you see this incredible parent that Yitzchak was. But B, you understand the strategy that he uses. It's a strategy that he uses because it's a strategy which already was successful in the past.